good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Hope you're having a wonderful day and you've gotten some time to get in some RC stuff. My name is Charlie Sawanka, and I'm here with Mike Chen for another episode of RC Stuff powered by Hobbywing. Welcome back, everyone.
Hello.
Mr. Chen has just experienced not only, is that your second I.O., but it's your first I.O. staying with Charlie.
That is correct. First I.O. staying with Charlie, first and second I.O. overall.
So we just got back a couple days ago from the International Open, and if you've ever listened to RC Stuff, I'm pretty sure we've mentioned I.O. So it's a huge drone event that happens in Muncie, Indiana at the AMA headquarters, and I'll leave it at that. But Mr. Chen, you have come out there before. That's where we met last year, we've mentioned, with Jesse P. and the crew from Tiny Whoop, and you did that again this year, right?
Yes, I did.
So how was your travel and your arrival to I.O., I guess?
The travel and arrival was fine. It was the setup that got me.
Right.
Well, mainly because we actually ran out of materials in Colorado. We had planned to build these gorgeous, like, polycarbonate-sided tunnels with LEDs in them. And we were short about half the materials that we needed for the 18-19 tunnels that we were planning for.
So you guys had to get on site and build more tunnels, is what I recall the situation being.
Yep, and I just want to give a huge shout out. I believe it was Mark from MultiGP pulled some strings and got somebody to run over to the Lowe's in Indiana, right by the AMA field, and they got us. They were able to pick up the sheets, and they had them in the tent for us when we got there.
Nice.
And it was just a whole day and a good part of the next morning as well. We kind of just worked through the entire night. And got everything done.
I stumbled across the setup day at Tiny Whoop a couple times as we were running around doing stuff and things. And I think by the time I had gotten there, you guys had all the tents or all the tunnels built and the LEDs were installed. And it was just a matter of hooking up the 87 feet of harnesses and wiring that you guys had soldered together. And then they were hoisting these things into the air with like trapeze like maneuvering between the upper poles of the tent, the side poles of the skirts, and it's all orchestrated by Mr. Chen himself. It was quite impressive.
Thank you. It was a lot of work, and the sucky part was we didn't know the actual dimensions of the tent until we got there, and I didn't remember exactly how the mounting points were going to work, so we had like five different plans to get everything hung up there. One of them involved a lot more cord than we had, so
yeah, it was out. Like it was like one by one, okay. moving them to position, and then nope, that's not it. Lower it, move the lines around. It was quite the time consuming process from where I was. I helped for a little while, and I was like, "This is too intense for me. I'm gonna go over here."
Nope, you helped at the right spot because we'd been at like 12 or 13 hours at this point going at it.
We were getting a little short with each other when I got there, so it was nice for a little comedic relief and a fresh set of eyes, I think. I was kind of picked up what was going on. I was like, maybe they just need, you know, a fresh voice in here. So it worked out all right.
No, we got it hung. That was all that mattered. So.
Yeah. So that all happened like Monday and Tuesday.
It's pretty much Tuesday into Wednesday morning.
Okay,
that was what that was.
Yeah, because I traveled in on Monday, got there Tuesday morning, middle day afternoon, I think it was Tuesday, and you guys were already there.
Yeah, we started that morning. We got in Monday night, so.
That's what it was. I can't even remember. My travel out was delayed and delayed and delayed, and then the rental car situation. So I didn't get in until, like, what was it?
You got there
the next morning, Tuesday afternoon sometime.
Yeah, like 11 or 12 or something like that.
With naps in between the whole travel process with the planes and even in the rental car, I pulled over and like took a nap. It was 23 hours of travel by the time I left my house and got to I.O. Tuesday. So that was a good time.
Woo!
But I'd do it again in a heartbeat, maybe just minus one of the connection flights. And then, so we get set up. I set up canopies. No big deal for me. Some tables got popped up real easy because we have these sweet Hobbywing canopies now. Got to hang up a couple banners, and it was pretty trouble-free for me. But day one, which would be Wednesday, event officially started. So there was still a little wrap-up in the morning of them getting courses and timing and all that stuff set up. But you got to get out and fly right away, right?
I actually didn't fly till Thursday.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez, you guys wouldn't think that we stayed in the same camper, would you?
We're just awake at different points in time, so that's all.
I was asleep. I thought he was flying.
Yeah, no. Wednesday was just a lot of getting everything situated. I wanted to really get around and just talk to everybody, see what everybody's using in terms of ESCs, and then just kind of get some general feedback on anybody who's using our products.
Oh, right on.
So
he was working.
I got a big grin on my face right now. See,
somebody has to do the work around here, so that's good. But you did finally get to fly and race, right?
Like, that is correct.
Right. So how did that go?
The only race I actually got was the micro race or the tiny trainer race. But I did try. I went to go qualify for the Freedom Spec race and the global. Oh my god, I always get this mess up. The World Cup track. There we go. I always get World Cup and global qualifier mixed up for some reason, but. World Cup track they had there. The World Cup track was so much fun. It had some really, really fun elements in it. There was these big, like, it was a big up cube. That's the only way I can describe it. And then you corkscrewed over into another down cube facing the opposite way.
The World Cup track was super, it was super fun to watch line of sight as well, because they came out of that structure the opposite way they came in, I think, is the way that it works. So it was easy on the eyes to follow what was going on.
Yep. Yeah, that was really fun. And then
so you didn't turn any GQ laps at all?
No, I didn't do the GQ at all because I've had one practice day, and my local club we're going to be running two GQs almost back to back, a doubleheader weekend.
Oh, nice.
And then the other sister chapter that we have too is also going to run one this I think this Saturday. And then we're having our GQ on Sunday, and then the following weekend we're going to run another GQ because our club gets to run two. So
nice.
Yeah.
So you've got plenty of GQ time all to yourself coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Use your time at I.O. wisely for World Cup.
Exactly. I just wanted to see where I was going to place in the World Cup qualifying, and then the same thing with the Freedom Spec. So I think I did pretty good overall.
Well, I'm sure the people listening want to know, where did you end up? I mean, I want to. I think I know. He told me before, I swear. I'm just letting you guys know.
On Freedom Spec, I ended up 35th. And then I believe I qualified somewhere in like the high 80s, low 90s on World Cup. Okay. So I was a little shy of that top 64.
Nice.
But
I mean, they had something 290 heats of World Cup qualifying attempts, if I remember the post correctly.
Like, oh, yeah.
Crazy amount of folks getting out there. And you were only over there for a few hours one day.
Yep. And, I mean, the crazy part is I was over there for about 4 hours. And in that 4 hours, I got about 5 batteries in. That's it.
Yeah.
Because there was just so many people.
The lines were really long.
Yeah, trying to get on this one track to put down times. And I'm like, it was fun. You know what? I'll take it, because I also went into both of the tracks, the Freedom Spec and World Cup cold, without knowing what the track was before I got there. So I quickly learned the track, plugged the battery in, and sent it.
if the long lines do anything, they do give you a lot of ride-along time to watch other people fly the track.
So. Well, you get the problem with ride-alongs is you got to get the right ride-along.
Very true, very true.
Because you know, they actually have to finish the course for you to see the whole course.
Well, you know, I try to switch channels. That was my thing. So they had how many tracks? There's the micro track, the giganto track. There was the global qualifier, which doubled as the area for the global qualifier, doubled as the Freedom Spec track, as well as they had an oval race over there at one point, I think. And then there was the dedicated World Cup track, the main stage area, which IO converted, which I didn't realize was even happening, converted between multiple different tracks for each of the finals. And then they had a intermediate track.
Correct. Oh, so that was super fun too.
I got eight fingers up altogether for the and the freestyle area. Jeez, I can't forget about the freestyle area.
And then don't forget about the Tiny Whoop track too, that was only open
and the Tiny Whoop track. So there's 10 places, 10 different things to fly at IO. It was a really good time.
Yeah.
Intermediate track was right next to the camping area, and I think it's pretty cool to wake up to the sounds of drones racing in the morning, so I was a big fan of that. It brought me back to, like, my dad used to race go-karts, and we traveled around. I woke up as a kid to the sounds of people, engine revving and stuff like that, so it was nice.
Nostalgic for you?
A little bit. I was talking to 50 Cal's dad and Evan's dad, and they were talking about how they've been bringing their boys here since they were like little kids for AMA events, and they were getting all nostalgic about the camping area and how it used to be back in the day. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I gotta give a huge actually shout out to Mr. Kevin Turner.
Quad Doc,
yeah. It was kind of funny. We had this interaction where all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I realized who he was, and then he was like, wait a second, are you on the podcast with Charlie? And he goes, oh, okay, that is you. Yeah, we raced last year in intermediate and we were battling it out real hard.
He bumped his way into the it's probably the 15 over finals. We were happened to be there when it all was going down. We were trying to cheer him on. He walks by us and he goes, so what do you do if they're way faster than you and you don't have a chance to beat them, or something to that effect? I go, well, you basically just hope real hard that they crash. So they go out there and they crash, and he ended up winning. So I think he won one of the heats, so he had an ace, but it didn't pan out in his favor after.
Yeah, sometimes consistency will win out, but if other people are fast and consistent, then...
I'm sure I'll get a message from him that'll correct me on what actually ended up happening, because he's pretty good about that, so appreciate that, Quad Doc. We're a big fan of you too, sir, so...
Exactly.
I got him a fresh hat this year. He had this, like, lawnmower... He's mowing the lawn wearing his Hobbywing hat. It had too many miles on it, so I was able to get him a fresh hat this year at least. I did my due diligence. So the highlight of I.O. for more than a few people is the racing action, the friends you get to make, all that fun stuff. But realistically, what you see in a lot of the media is the Tiny Whoop tent, because that is a bonkers good time of anywhere from they were doing – prop changing competitions, there was Tiny Whoop races going on, there was people getting shot with Nerf guns. They had the Lady Luck bar, which had sodas and refreshments for people. It was all no charge, by the way, and then that's usually where you'd end up getting some free food from one of the many people that were barbecuing. Jaws and his brother Caleb, Gankman was out there doing tri-tips. There's all sorts of really good, like, home-style barbecue, maybe better than home-style barbecue. I don't know. Like,
oh, no, they're better than home-style barbecue, man.
It was amazing. So
definitely.
They went all out, and there was a party every night at Tiny Whoop until far too late, we'll put it at that.
Yep. And actually, I think I want to shout out the I think it's the Cleveland Quad Squad. Yep. I can't say that.
Cleveland Quad Squad.
That I believe they sponsored all the beverages at the Lady Luck Bar this year.
Yeah, it was. Those guys are rad. I stayed with them last year for a day or two at the Champs and hung out, got to know a handful of them, had a really good time. I mean, we went canoeing late at night, dude. The dude brought a canoe.
That sounds about right.
The Airbnb that they got was on this crystal clear river. Like, it was awesome. So, shout out to Cleveland Quad Squad. Those guys know how to have a very good time, and they did bring a lot of fun to the Tiny Wolf tent. Once word got out that that was happening, a few more clubs stepped up and brought some donations as well. So, I think Baylands guys brought stuff out. If I'm not mistaken, the 901 guys. I get my numbers all confused in my head. Lucky for me, I got a koozie from them, so I was able to look real quick what it was and not be a total tard. And the White Goat guys, you know, so all of those clubs coming together to make Tiny Whoop, like, even more fun.
Well, that's what I love about this hobby. We all have this uniting interest. And
have fun.
Yeah, exactly. We just want to fly quads. Go fast.
But and then they ended up having actual Tiny Whoop races, and if there's footage everywhere. I did a Charlie Show episode already of my highlight Saturday, if you will, at I.O., so you can – but the racing through that tunnel and watching these Tiny Whoop guys kind of like with door-to-door, bumper-to-bumper racing for a whole evening like that was super fun. I got to get down with Tomcat and do some turn marshalling through the table in the tunnel section.
Oh,
and
yeah.
To watch them come flying by each other, passing – three or four times sometimes in the tunnel, and even through the tables, the back and forth passes. Like, it was very cool to watch line of sight, and you know, because we were, I can't follow the FPV anymore. I think I'm getting too old for modern day races, and I don't know what's happening. But I got to get back into it a little bit because I think I've been not flying enough. So, like many people, after they go to IO, they get all fired up to fly some more. I'm myself included.
Nice. I got to build you a reaction wall so you can get your reactions going faster.
Just need to fly again, I think. Reaction wall. Get out of here. That sounds like work.
Hey, man. That's a, it's a thing.
No, I agree. That's why it's such a, the, what do they call it? The pro athletes, they all do that stuff.
Yeah, with the, yeah, Nurk's done a couple videos on it where he's got the, it's like this big, like, wall with all these lights on it, and the lights just pop up in random spots, and you have to basically quickly hit them.
Mm-hmm.
And like kind of scuttle back and forth, left and right, and across this entire wall. It's a workout and a half,
right? So, Tiny Whoop was awesome. And then, I mean, did you catch any of the kart rallies?
Oh yeah, there's a couple times I was on the phone with some people, and all of a sudden all you hear is beep 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 beep.
I don't remember whose idea it was to start it, but Kelly, Stanley, and Jesse P. would rally the troops, and they'd all get their golf carts, because this year the golf carts had horns, which I feel like was a huge mistake.
Yep.
And they
foot pedal horns, too.
Foot pedal horns on top of that. And they would get all of the golf carts to go from track to track, honking, hooting, and hollering with all sorts of flags and decorations, and just cause a scene for 3 to 5 minutes at every one of the tracks, and then in and out, away they would go. And I thought it was a delivery of smiles because everybody was laughing, having a good time, not on the carts, but also, you know, in the pits and stuff. So there was a drive-by nerfing. I hopped on the one time, and they said that this was all going to happen because they're going to go over to the freestyle area, because freestyle area had scheduled a nerf war at 4 o'clock. So I brought all of my blasters that I had traveled with, and we went and did drive-bys. In the freestyle zone with the Nerf guns. Probably left a couple hundred Nerf balls over there, so donations to the freestyle guys.
I'm sure they've been mowed over at this point.
They actually, a bunch of people, shout out to all the volunteers for picking up all of our Nerf balls. So thanks, guys. They had some take-home Nerf balls for next year.
Hey, I will say the volunteers at this event are absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that a lot of people come... And they're doing this just out of the pure love for the hobby, and you know, setting up this amazing event every single year is pretty incredible.
The event is taking on more and more setup, and it seems like the volunteers are becoming fewer and fewer and working harder and harder. So, get an opportunity to thank your volunteer when you go to Ohio. Please be sure that you do.
Or you can try to help yourself out, like, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I try to help out. Like, I let them know if they need anything, holler, and I do what I can, but nothing to the extent that these folks do. Like, they're up in the morning building tracks and setting gates and dealing with all the technology problems throughout the day, you know, staffing, even delivering lunch became like a kind of dedicated undertaking.
Job. Yeah. So. You know, trying to run around and making sure all the volunteers are also fed and so that the event runs smoothly. I will say... I can't remember their names. Two guys over that were running the World Cup qualifier. They did a phenomenal Perry and... I can't remember his name. But, those two guys.
I feel bad because I know exactly who you're talking about. And I can
see their faces, but that doesn't help because this is a podcast.
He had his East Coast accent, and he was calling me Charlie. And Claire was over there a bunch, too. So the World Cup was... 300 or it was close to 300 heats if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I can't believe in 2 days I can't believe they got that many heats, and that was absolutely incredible. They kept that line moving as fast as they can.
But I mean, we could sit here and compliment folks all day long and not remember their names. You know, that'd be the easy way out of this.
Exactly.
But we have gotten to the point in the show where everyone is actually here. Mike, do you remember why people actually listen to the RC stuff powered by Hobbywing?
Yeah, hang on. I got a spreadsheet for this. I believe it's free stuffs.
It's the free RC stuff. You're right. And coincidentally, this week's winner happens to be from Indiana. I did not set this up. This was a total accident. So if you're from Indiana and you had entered to win free RC stuff, I know you're holding your breath right now. You're like, say his name. Winner's name is Greg Wright, and he is a rock crawl guy. So we're probably going to try to get him one of these all-new Fusion Pros that just came out. So that'll be big-time fun. Nice. So, Greg, keep an eye on your email. We will be in contact with you soon so that you can get the details on your free RC stuff. Congratulations, sir. Mike, in case someone hasn't listened to the show, do you remember how they enter to win free RC stuff?
I do believe they send an email.
They do. Do you remember the email address?
I keep forgetting to write that one down. Could you remind me?
It's rcstuff@hobbywing.com. You want to include your name, your address, your t-shirt size, as well as your email address. Type it in there with it. It makes it a whole lot easier on me when I pick you as a winner. If you don't, it's not the end of the world. You obviously emailed me, but I have it. So, and then you also want to tell us what kind of RC stuff you're into so that we can cater a prize package for you. Or maybe, say for example, if you're a winner and you want to get into a new segment of RC and you want one of those systems, you can tell us that as well. That way, we'll get you what you're looking for. I like to bring the good prizes.
I like it.
excuse me.
You're excused.
Mike, what was your favorite part of I.O.? Because I have to answer the same question, so I'm thinking about it now as well.
Yeah, no, I think just actually my favorite part of I.O. is meeting all the pilots that you know their pilot names. And you've talked to them online, you've troubleshot with, you know, things with them before, and then, you know, you've raced with them on sim races, and then all of a sudden you're like, huh, hey, I know you. That's probably my favorite part of I.O. because it's just it's the crazy gathering. And then also, yeah, there's a Crazy Quad made it up from Mexico this year too.
That guy's crazy.
Yeah.
literally crazy, I think. Like, they were having way too much fun.
And then they came up with a... Oh, I can never say her name. Yo soy... I'm going to not.
Right.
You know, she's a female... I think a lady female racer. Pilot. Yep, mm-hmm. Female pilot. That is phenomenal as well. And, yeah, they came up... They all came up, and they were all hanging out together, and it was just a good time.
She made it into the Final Four, I believe, of the over 40 race, too.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome. I was wandering around through that whole section while the over 40 and over 50 races were going on because I missed those last year, so I wanted to make sure I was over there.
Well, last year they were over at the intermediate track.
Well, that was what's going on nice about the main stage situation is that whatever time any final was, you just went to main stage and you didn't have to go anywhere else. So.
Yeah. There's some pros and cons. I think they need to discuss it over. That's my opinion.
The downside was that there was nobody over at main stage for some of the finals because they were all off running World Cup or Global Qualifiers or World Cup or Intermediate Track or whatever the case was.
Yeah, trying to qualify for stuff. So
right. Yeah. I mean, that was the most of the time the main stage was still, you know, awesome because you were there. The next Tiny Whoop, all that stuff was fun. But the spread of the people was... different.
Ooh, can I change my mind?
You can. No, you already committed.
Oh.
Okay, change your mind.
So I think my favorite part, actually, don't get me wrong, I loved meeting everybody. That was absolutely amazing. The favorite part was actually getting to design the micro track.
That's right. That was your baby.
Uh huh. And it was really fun to see it go from, you know, set up in the simulator to actually having a real IRL track to fly.
Turn to realness.
Yeah, no, it was real, and it was complicated. It was not an easy one, but I was overall really fun. And during the finals for the Tiny Trainer race, the wind started picking up. Wind and Tiny Trainers do not mix very well. They don't play nice together, unfortunately.
Yeah, the Drone Zone hosted the micro track, and they had hot dogs and popcorn a good time every day.
Pizza
they
night.
They brought in a pizza night. Like it was going on at the micro track.
Yeah, I hope we can get some more popularity over there too. And then if we're going to mention Drone Zone, we got to mention Warren Community College. Their UAS program over there as well is also a big sponsor of that.
Nice, good times for all.
Yeah. All right.
I moved Windows here. I'm trying to shuffle through all my pieces. I clicked the wrong button. There it is. I found it.
Control Z. Control Z. Yeah,
I thought I broke all the things. No, this Macintosh keyboard doesn't even.
Command Z.
It's good. I'm back.
Okay.
With that crisis averted, remind you folks, don't forget to enter to win some free RC stuff. You just got to send us an email, rcstuff@hobbywing.com, name, address, what you're into, shirt size, and type your email address in there as well. This has been another episode of RC Stuff, powered by Hobby Wing. I am Charlie Salanka, along with Mike Chen. Mike Chen, say goodbye to the folks.
Goodbye, folks.
We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.